Recently, you must have heard in the news that there was a Chinese spy ship, or you can also call it surveillance ship, that was parked at the Hambantota port of Sri Lanka. In this video, we are going to understand what is that all about, what was the purpose behind the Chinese spy ship being docked at the Sri Lankan port. As a matter of fact, it is a big security concern for India, so let's find out what that is all about. At first, I want you to look at the picture of the ship. The official name of this ship is Yuan Wang. This ship has multiple classes with identical design, and this particular ship is Series 5. This ship is equipped with high-tech tracking system that connects with the Chinese satellites, which is then used for tracking intercontinental ballistic missiles and many other military intelligence assets. As you can see from the picture, there are three big satellite dish, or you can call them antennas. They are mounted on this ship. The primary function of a satellite dish is to convert microwave signals into electric signals that can be further used with the help of a computer device. And always remember, the size of the dishes varies according to the frequency signals. Low frequency signals need large dishes, and small dishes are used for higher frequency signals. Apart from China, this kind of tracking ships are owned by United States Navy, then Russian Navy, French Navy, British Navy, even the Indian Navy has a tracking ship by the name INS Dhruv, which was commissioned very recently. And by the way, this ship operates under China's People's Liberation Army's Strategic Support Force. The acronym is PLA-SSF. You'll notice that this ship looks like a civilian vessel, something like a regular cruise ship. But then that is what is the strategic aspect of this ship, a civilian-looking vessel conducting military operations. Now let's come to the main question. Why was this Chinese tracking ship docked at the Sri Lankan southern seaport of Hambantota? The ship arrived on Tuesday, that is on 16th August, and it will be there till August 22nd. The present Sri Lankan government granted permission to the Chinese vessel on August 13th. When asked to the captain of the ship what was the purpose of the arrival, he said that they have arrived in Sri Lanka for peace and friendship, and the ship is to remain at Hambantota port for replenishment of supplies and equipment. Now the first thing that will come to anyone's mind is, why isn't there a cargo ship? Why do you need a tracking ship for transporting supplies and equipment? So naturally, this will raise suspicion, right? Especially for a country as big as India. The arrival of a Chinese tracking ship in the Indian Ocean will definitely raise numerous suspicion as well as security concerns, because there are many Indian military installations based in the peninsular region of the Arabian Sea and Bay of Bengal. The fact of the matter is, China is concerned about the Indian Ocean region because most of its supplies move through the Indian Ocean right after passing through the narrow Malacca Strait. So if at all tomorrow there is any conflict scenario between India and China, then the Indian Navy can effectively interfere Chinese maritime route in the Indian Ocean. I have a video by the name India's Challenges in the Indian Ocean Region. I'll put the link of that video in the top right corner. In that video, I have said Hambantota seaport is practically a Chinese seaport. The Sri Lankan government has given this port to the Chinese on lease for 99 years because the Sri Lankan government is unable to pay the Chinese loan. And then there has been reports which says that the Chinese would like to extend the lease to further 99 years. This is called debt trap diplomacy, and one of the reasons today Sri Lanka is in economic crisis. In other words, I'll give you money fully aware that you will not be able to pay back, and then I can have a piece of your asset. And by the way, Hambantota seaport is a deep water seaport. Although I made that video almost a year back, but what I said in that video still holds true. I said, one should not be surprised if tomorrow China parks its aircraft carriers and submarines at this port. In future, this seaport will definitely become Chinese naval base. If you see, today, that's what has happened. China has docked its tracking ship at the Sri Lankan seaport to basically track the Indian military installations, nuclear bases, launch site, space stations, and many more strategic places that are located near the Arabian Sea and Bay of Bengal. You have to critically think about it. Why would China lease the Hambantota port for 99 years? 99 years is a lot. Many of us will be dead before this lease expires. So the point behind such a long-term planning is only for one and only one reason, that is to expand China's interests in the Indian Ocean region. At the same time, even India has to secure its own interest in the Indian Ocean region, and surprisingly, both the country's interests are not on the same page. To give you some more perspective, you must be aware of this, India has fully blocked all major Chinese applications. And then you must have also heard that India has banned Chinese equipment makers Huawei and ZTE from its 5G trials. Now think about it, why did the Indian government do that? because these apps and technologies pose a serious threat to India's security. And if you look at People's Liberation Army's Strategic Support Force, who also operates this tracking ship, one of their objectives is to do electronic warfare. Electronic warfare is an interesting subject. If you want to know about it in detail, I would suggest you to go onto the website of Lockheed Martin. They have explained the whole subject in a very decent manner. So go on this website and read. So anyhow, China has an entire military wing dedicated to electronic warfare. And this tracking ship, in the name of civilian research purposes, is used for conducting covert military operations. Since the Indian government has banned all major Chinese applications and technologies, it has become difficult for China to acquire real-time Indian military intelligence and information, because India uses American geospatial information for its military purposes. If you remember, India had signed 3 military agreements with the United States. I'll put a brief slide on them. They are Basic Exchange and Cooperation Agreement in 2020, Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement in 2016, and Communications Compatibility and Security Agreement in 2018. Among these three, Communications Compatibility and Security Agreement is important security agreement between United States and India. Based on this agreement, India gets to use high-end encrypted and secured American military communication channels. And also as per this agreement, data acquired through COMCASA cannot be disclosed or transferred to any person or entity without India's consent. So anyhow, what I'm trying to say is that it has become difficult for China to intercept and acquire real-time Indian military intelligence and information. That is why you will notice China has been expanding its reach and communication to the nearby countries of India such as Bangladesh, Myanmar, Sri Lanka and Pakistan. Another interesting angle is that if you remember the 2014 Sri Lankan election, the former Sri Lankan president Mahinda Rajapaksa called for an early election. Even at that time, the Chinese military had used a similar tactic by docking a Chinese submarine and a warship at the Sri Lankan seaport. And that was the time when Sri Lanka was going through a political change. In January 2015, Maithripala Sirisena became the president of Sri Lanka. And then immediately after his election, Chinese President Xi Jinping said, "Maithripala Sirisena is an old friend." Again, a similar tactic was used by China before the Australian election in May 2022. Chinese intelligence collection ship was found on Australia's northwestern coast, very close to the Harold Holt Naval Communications Station that is used by Australia, United States, and other allied countries. And then, as you know, there was a political change in Australia. Now, I'm not saying that these Chinese spy ships have created some sort of situation that led to the political change, although it can be both true as well as false. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there is a pattern wherein Chinese spy ships have been spotted at a very crucial times, especially during political changes. And who knows, they have also collected some military information. That is the reason whenever China deploys its military assets into the waters of the Indian Ocean, it creates certain pressure on India. And you will be surprised to know that Sri Lanka, on the other hand, despite being in deep economic crisis, it still supports China. Because even this time when the Chinese spy ship arrived at the Hambantota port of Sri Lanka, India had expressed concern to the present Sri Lankan government. And in return, India was slightly annoyed at Sri Lankan government's response. And you know what they said? The Sri Lankan Foreign Ministry statement said that India and the United States did not offer concrete reasons to deny entry to the Chinese vessel. Hence, Yuan Wang Fai, which is the Chinese spy ship, has been allowed to dock at the Sri Lankan seaport after holding it back for a few days of consultations. Now, if you remember a couple of months back when there was a massive civil unrest in Sri Lanka, I also have a video on Sri Lankan economic crisis. The link of that video is in the top right corner. When Sri Lanka was in serious trouble, India followed the neighborhood first policy, went an extra mile to help Sri Lanka during the crisis. India gave $1.9 billion loan to Sri Lanka. Then India also gave assistance of about $2.5 billion worth of fuel and food. India also supplied 270,000 metric tons of diesel and petrol. Then India also gave 40,000 tons of rice. In the middle of the crisis, India sent a shipment of 11,000 metric tons of rice to help people of Sri Lanka celebrate one of the biggest festivals. Can you imagine that? In the middle of the crisis, India still considered the importance of celebrating their festival. The Reserve Bank of India has extended a currency swap of $400 million and deferred payments owed by the Central Bank of Sri Lanka under the Asian Clearance Union worth several hundred million dollars. Currency swap is an interesting topic. Read about it. Then India also sent vegetables, medicines and daily ration items to Sri Lanka as an aid, that means free of cost. In fact, the present Sri Lankan president, Vikramasinghe, acknowledged the fact that India extended help and also thanked Indian Prime Minister. And now when India expressed concern to Sri Lanka for giving permission to Chinese spy ship to dock at Hambantota port, by seeing the response of Sri Lankan Foreign Ministry, it is natural for India to be angry. And it also reveals the Sri Lankan government's strong pro-China and anti-India lobby. It is a truth that Sri Lankan bureaucracy is ideologically tilted towards China and not India. And if you watch my video on Sri Lanka's economic crisis, in that I've explained in detail how Sri Lanka is dominated by a strong leftist political fraternity. And if you look at all the political parties of Sri Lanka, you'll realize that they are either socialist or democratic parties. Hence, there's a huge interference of the government in almost every aspect of the country's business. If you go into the history of each and every president or senior influential political leaders of Sri Lanka, you will notice that back in the 50s and 60s, they were directly or indirectly part of the Communist Party. And this is the reason Sri Lankan bureaucracy is ideologically tilted towards China and not India. And this is what concerns India, because the southern Indian states like Kerala and Tamil Nadu also have leftist government. And you never know when this whole region becomes a boiling point of anti-India forces, which will not only threaten India's internal domestic stability, it will also be a threat to India's foreign policy in the Indian Ocean region. Right now, the only good thing is that the Indian government has banned all major Chinese applications and technologies that can potentially help the Chinese spy ship for extracting intelligence effortlessly. And by the way, you will be surprised to know that the Chinese tech company Huawei alone is responsible for providing artificial intelligence surveillance technology to at least 50 countries worldwide. Now imagine, if computer chips are being used for creating safe city platforms, facial recognition systems, surveillance and many more, then all you need is an information tracking ship with huge satellite dishes mounted on it. And then take the ship and dock it near the coastal region of the country that you want to track. This is called electronic warfare, and I've already explained what that is. And that is how you create another tool for mounting pressure and for doing aggressive diplomacy. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.